off your to-do list.
Is a Nazi reenactment a bad idea if you're running for office? 10, 10, 10 sent a lot of people running to the chapels in Sin City. And fair or foul, no cost of living increase for Social Security recipients. Hey, everybody, my name's Kate Delaney, and this is America Tonight. Here we are, staring at the front end of another week, a work week in October. The time just keeps on ticking. The weekends seem to fly by at the speed of light, don't they? And you know when you're sitting at your desk and it's that slow hand. That's what I call it, it's the slow hand. It's just ticking, ticking, ticking. And really, an hour seems like 5 hours. I have some friends in sales. They do okay, but they say that's what they would describe it as. And they're in the cube farm. So many of you are in the cube farm. Even when you're doing what I call the third act or the third shift. So you have those backward hours. People call us vampires because we sleep for a little bit of a chunk of the day where most people are already up and have had their third cup of coffee. We haven't even had our first. But that's what makes it so cool to talk to all of you. Apparently, there's about 27 million of us now. So I hope at least a portion of you are listening to our little old show. We like to call it the best water cooler buzz around. From the right coast to the left coast to the flyover states, you're invited to the party to throw in your 2 cents at 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. All right, take a listen to this one. You heard my little headline for you about, when you're running for office, you know, there's a lot of things. Because let's face it anymore, you're scrutinized forwards, backwards, and upside down, and half the time it's exaggerated. Sometimes it's not. But a Nazi reenactment, very, very touchy, I would say, in this country. Going in that direction in any way, shape, or form, it's just not politically correct. So check this out. There's an Ohio congressional candidate who is facing the firing squad called the Voters, after a magazine found a photo showing him dressed up in a Waffen-SS uniform as part of a Nazi reenactment group. Now, the magazine is a popular magazine. It's called Atlantic Magazine. They published the photo, of course, and they said that Rich Lott was involved for years with a group devoted to reenacting the actions of the 5th SS Panzer Division Viking. He told Atlantic, so he gave the magazine an interview, and he said, hey, listen, I joined as kind of a father-son bonding deal, and then I quit after his son lost interest. He said, well, forget it, I'm not going to do it anymore. So this is the perfect scenario, the perfect setup to get blasted. And that's exactly what happened. I call it the Sunday swirl. It's all the Sunday morning shows, the talking heads, and it's wah, 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 wah. It's about politics. So, House Republican Whip Eric Cantor, who is a Republican from Virginia and is Jewish, he was on the Fox News Sunday show, and he had plenty to say about Lott's behavior. Obviously, he knows that this is, you know, this is when you go further into the history, especially when you go further into the history of the Nazi Party, if we wanted to roll time back in reenactment groups and all that other stuff. The one thing that you know, at least with this reenactment group, and this is tough to get away from, they're not associated with the KKK, the Aryan Nation, the American Nazi Party, none of that. Or the philosophy of this, they're just doing the role-playing thing, much like the Civil War reenactments are. But it just doesn't work. It just does not work. And he wasn't thinking that, I'm sure, at the time. So Cantor wasn't the only one. Also, Wasserman jumped in on the action. So here's what they both had to say about his dabbling into this group.
I would absolutely repudiate that and not support an individual that would do something like that. I'm doing it right here, Debbie. You know good and well that I don't support anything like that.
All right, and so that's what he's talking about is what I just mentioned, that he doesn't support any kind of a military reenactment. And see, because he's a Republican, it was easy for Debbie Wasserman to say, well, you haven't said that, you haven't done that. And what's happened is Lott released a bunch of photos on his campaign website that also showed him in uniform as part of a World War I reenactment and Civil War reenactment, in which he did the same thing with his son. And what the Viking, if you go to it, because I checked this, if you go to their website, which is the organization that he did these reenactments from, pretty much what they do is the history deal. And they have all kinds of different divisions, and it's all about history and national pride and whatever, stressing that the, on their website it says that they stress that they don't push any of the ideas of what these uniforms were. They prohibit racism or any kind of an embrace of the Nazi ideology and the stuff that I just said to you. They're not affiliated with any real or radical political organizations. But, you know, the cat's out of the bag, because then that picture is going to be all over the place. So here's my question to you. Fair or foul? So the guy does reenactments. He does Civil War reenactments, World War II reenactments. He had the Nazi uniform on because of the reenactment. Is this much ado about nothing? Or is it just a poor choice of doing that, knowing or not really thinking that this would be controversial less than a month before Election Day to have these photos show up? And when you see the photos, I mean, clearly it's a Nazi photo. There's no question about that. But he said he explained that I was doing this with my son. We wore other uniforms. I don't want people to get the wrong impression of this. And this is why I did it. It's a historical reenactment. And they selected this particular issue. And I've done these errors, all kinds of reenactments. And it just happened to be this one. And his name is Rich Lott. I'll say it again. He's a 9th congressional district candidate. And he was looking like he was doing pretty good. Will this turn around and bite him big time? You heard the House Minority Whip Eric Cantor there get grilled a little bit by Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman, saying you haven't come out against this, you haven't said anything about this. Fair or foul? So is it way out of context? Here's what I would say. I would say this is way out of context, because if you really dig into this, which now has been done, he clearly was just reenacting all kinds of battles with his kid. So this is pretty desperate to me, and this is a big time smear, but this is politics such as they are. So are we suggesting that if you do a reenactment or dress up as something of Halloween, then that must be what your values are? He was reenacting with his kid, and it was one time deal where he did it. But does this come back to haunt him when it comes to Election Day? Does it come back? I'm going to say there is a good chance, as it's being played up, that it could come back to haunt him. It's like the Civil War reenactment. Confederate, not a Confederate, would that affect anyone? I don't know. You be the judge. 800-259-5791.
It's the end of summer blowout sale at HerbalHealer.com. Now take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on colloidal silver. 500 parts per million, pharmaceutical grade. All sizes from 2 ounces to a gallon on sale. It's simply the best colloidal silver available. And CoQ10 100 milligrams with hawthorn. An exceptional supplement for heart and arterial health. Is only $19. Plus, get the number one arthritis supplement, glucosamine chondroitin. 60 caps for only $12. Where? HerbalHealer.com. Super Femplex and Super Maleplex, both great formulas for reproductive tonification, are on sale now, 90 tabs, only $15. Need a safe and mild colon detoxifier? Herbal Healer Academy's Colon Enhancer Large 250 capsule bottle is now only $18. There's so much more at herbalhealer.com, but not much time. The end of summer blowout sale ends October 13th. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the summer specials now at herbalhealer.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
In our next segment, we're going to head to the mailbag. But before we do that, we're talking about the decision of what can haunt you, I guess, a little bit from your past. I call it fair or foul. And when you look at fair or foul in this case, you know, it could be, I think it could be misconstrued what he did. And what I'm saying what he did is, okay, you're a history buff. You do all these reenactments with your son. And one of the reenactments is about World War II. And as part of the reenactment thing, you dress up as a Nazi and you're being part of a Nazi reenactment group. But you've also done the Civil War thing. You've done, like I said, the World War II thing, straight up being an American soldier. And now, will this cost him the election or not, I guess, is the big question. And we're talking about a guy from Ohio, Northwest Ohio. His name is Rich Lott, and we're talking about the 9th Congressional District. He's a candidate for that district. And he's a Republican congressional candidate. All the gloves are off, and anything's fair game in politics anymore. Come on, we know that. I mean, look at the things that have been printed, said, written, the spots. It's called mudslinging, but we could call it much more. That's how it is now. You got to have a thick hide to run, let's face it. Because we also live in changing times where information moves at the sound of faster than the sound of light, where you have Twitter and Facebook and everything else and pictures that are out there, cell phone pictures that are taken immediately and posted. And this was something he did in the past. It wasn't anything recently. And his son got bored with the reenactment thing, so he didn't do that. He decided not to do that. So the question is it just too bloody offensive? And now that it's been risen up, whether it was Democrat looking at licking their lips and seeing this as an opportunity and putting it out there, the question is it fair or foul? Should people that are voting there, should they really take this as a serious thing or not? And, that's my question to you. Because of the background of dressing up and doing this and doing the reenactments, I think it's an opportunity for the Democratic opponent to really exploit it. But you may look at it a little bit differently. Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How are you doing, gorgeous?
How was the weekend?
You're not going to believe this. Saturday, I'm reffing Kitty Slipwell, okay?
Uh-huh.
Home team comes up to me and says, your next game's going to be delayed a couple hours. Why? The Alouettes are practicing. I went, oh. And they only found out last night. We didn't find out at all. So we're standing there, and the coaching staff comes up to us and goes, listen, we're going to practice for about an hour. Then would you like to stay and referee a controlled scrimmage and give the kids a thrill? We went, yeah, sure, why not? And they said, yeah, we'll buy you lunch, too. So I'm figuring, this is the closest I'm ever going to get to reffing Canadians, reffing professional football.
Right.
Why not have some fun? So after the practice, we walked on the field, and needless to say, even though it was only a controlled scrimmage, I was ready to, you know what. But, so were the three other officials, and one of them was 16 years old, and, he was almost ready to cry. I just, look, it's a controlled scrimmage. It's not a regular season game. But still, I mean, some of these guys he grew up watching, he's actually roughing them. And the funny part was, right next to the field is where the little person's room are. So anytime the players went to the little person's room, all the kids would be following them.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
So what was it like? Were the players nice to you, though? Or what was it like?
Well, yeah, I went up to them and I went, first couple of places, gentlemen, please watch the holding. I said, yes, sir. Thank you, sir. They were nice, but I mean, there was still the trash talk. But I mean, in this case, since it was a controlled scrimmage, it was in a friendly sort of way. But there was one player who came up to me and said, you missed that one, you name calling. So then the coach walked up to him and said, first of all, you own 25 right now, and then you have to go up and apologize.
Wow, that's so surprising. And this is the Alouettes, right?
Yeah.
Surprising. That's amazing that they gave you that opportunity and they didn't have things prearranged. That's wild.
Yeah, I know. And then coach said, okay, guys, get ready for Monday because tomorrow's Thanksgiving in our country. Calgary's playing Montreal. And then he said, we'd like to thank Sam and three other officials for doing the controlled scrimmage. They all, clapped and they all shook our hands and all that. And then some of the kids went up and said, boy, were you lucky? I said, yeah, I guess so. So I called my son, and when I got home, he said, yeah, I already know. I'll bill him. I said, okay. But then I told him we refereed the scrimmage. He went, what? That there was dead silence. And then he called. Then he said, you refereed an Alouettes controlled scrimmage? And then he said, how was that? I said, great. We had to change our mindset, but still. And just to talk about that congressman from Ohio.
Yeah.
Is he nuts?
But did you hear what I said about the background, though? I get on the surface, I totally agree with you. If the timing is ridiculous. This is something he did in the past. So they dug up the picture. But
right.
He does all the reenactments across the board of all kinds of people. So,
right.
You know what I mean? He's not, it wasn't. It was a Nazi reenactment thing. It was a World War II thing. It was a Civil War thing.
Okay, since I don't know, Northeast Ohio, what cities are we talking about? Like, are we talking like Cleveland or since, is that near
Yeah,
Cleveland?
Further up north, yeah.
Near Cleveland?
Yeah.
Because I happen to know that there's a big Jewish community
in
Cleveland and the suburbs. I think he just lost the election. Okay, this is just me talking. But I think he just lost the election.
Okay, so you say too many Jewish people would say, listen, okay, you can tell me that he's done all these other reenactments, but we just can't, no way with the Nazi thing. You just cannot do it.
You can't
dress like a Nazi. You can't dress like Hitler for Halloween. You can't do any of that stuff because it's just, no.
Or one time I went to a Jewish, before I met Julie, I went to a Jewish singles Halloween thing, and one of the bartenders was dressed as an SS trooper. So we told him to change. So he said, you don't like it? Leave. So then the organizers said, okay, party's canceled. And then the bar, so then the owners of the bar said, no, we'll take care of it. They told them, you're fired. And all the drinks were on the house.
Wow, really?
So, yeah, so some good things do come out of it. And because you mentioned about Nazis, I don't know if you remember, but the controversy with the Giants, with the name of the Giants Stadium, the German insurance company.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, a lot of Holocaust groups and a lot of veterans got involved. And I wouldn't be surprised if there are a lot of veterans groups and whatever will get involved with this. Is it his first time running, or is he running for re-election?
No, I think it's the first time running.
I think he just shot himself in the foot. But, this is just me talking, so.
Well, and he's got a debate with the incumbent Democratic congresswoman.
Right.
And, you know, like I said, he's a history buff, but how is it perceived? Okay, Sam, so let's take some more calls. Thanks for the call. You have a great rest of the night, and we'll talk to you again later this week. Sam says that's it. He probably shot himself in the foot. Let's see what Jeff in Missouri has to say. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Hey, pretty good. I'm paying a little attention to this thing, so it got me to thinking, what about, does it make all those actors who played Nazis in soldier outfits, uniforms, Nazi supporters, like Tom Cruise when he did that movie a couple years back?
Valkyrie, yeah.
Yeah, or those that, movie, Starship Troopers, where they had the Nazi-like uniforms.
Yeah.
Does that make them Nazi supporters? Because they
No, of course not. They're acting. Yes.
So how is reenacting different than acting?
Well, I agree. I think that it's just you cannot go there, I guess, with anything with Nazis, and because it's easy to exploit this with him. And he said it. He said, look, I'm a history buff. Look, here's all my other pictures. I'm not lying to you. Here they are. And then if you go to the website of the reenactment group, they clearly say that, too, on their, website.
And does it make you a Confederate supporter when they do those Confederate Civil War reenactments?
No.
Yeah. So
yeah, I agree.
It's cracking with Frost. It's 2.5 weeks out now before the election, and they're the fifth, but I think.
Oh, yeah. This so close to the election, what's happened is, and you know this, you see this, Jeff, same thing, that it's the level of how far someone goes or what they're digging for, find anything, just gets escalated now, if anything. Thanks for the call. And I think in this case, in the 9th Congressional District, you know, this is raw meat for Marcy Kaptur because she's being challenged by him, and he's actually got a lot of people looking at what he's saying and stuff, so now they can question the values and was this really a smart thing to dress up and be part of a Nazi reenactment group? All right, stay with us. We're checking the mail next.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Here on America Tonight, folks. Not to give you another downer moment on the show, but if you haven't heard it and you're getting a Social Security check, how about this? The government announced, and we talked about this a little bit last week, that more than 58 million Social Security recipients will go through another year without an increase in their monthly benefits. It's only the second year without an increase since the automatic adjustments for inflation started, and you'd have to go back to 1975. The first year was this year. That's not good. So here we are, 2.5 weeks before the election, and everybody's starting to get wind of, because we see that taxes are going up. People can't make their money stretch, and now Social Security, we can't give you a cost of living adjustment. They're automatically set every year by inflation, and they started doing that in the 70s. So based on inflation so far this year, they say, well, gee, there just is going to be nothing for 2011. And this was officially announced on Friday, when the Bureau of Labor Statistics released their inflation estimates for September. That couldn't be worse for Democrats, because that's what they're running on. Hey, listen, we're trying to get jobs back, we're trying to get people back to work, and then we're not trying to mess with people's Social Security, blah, 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 blah. And it's, again, wah, wah, wah. That's all you hear. No more money. Wah, wah, wah. Sorry that all your bills are going up, but yeah, that's what's happening. And I think, to me, that if you're going to have Social Security benefits and your entire life you're paying into the Social Security benefits, I can understand why when you get to the end of the road, when you decide to retire and you've been told all along, this is what's happening, this is what's happening, so sorry, just bad timing in our history that you retired then, and when you lost money with the pensions and we lost money with those 401ks on top of that. Some people have pensions, some don't, some it's just a 401k. And then, oh, by the way, the Social Security that you've paid into, yeah, and you normally, the whole time since the 70s, people have been getting the increase. Sorry, you're not getting the increase. Bummer. And that increase, well, no matter what it is significant to people who are on fixed incomes. People who worked their whole lives and just hit a glass ceiling, hit a ceiling, and couldn't go any further, and they were the backbone of the workforce in a lot of cases. And, you know, anybody listening in your 20s, 30s, 40s, I think all of us can forget it, because there's probably not going to be Social Security around by the time we retire. So whatever you paid into it, it's, you ate it. It's done. You, whatever you paid in, that's being chomped away with something else. I can't imagine it's going to be there. You know, I almost wish, although this seemed like a horrendous idea to so many people, I almost wish that the idea, and it was Bush who started to float this idea, his administration, well, maybe we just give you the money and you do what you need to do with the money. So, in other words, you invest it how you want to invest it. I think that might sound like a good idea to me. Just cut us the check and let's roll. Because there's not going to be a check to cut. And I think this is going to maybe also affect, I don't think maybe, I think it could affect some decisions as far as re-election is concerned. All right, you're very concerned about the economy. I can tell by all of the notes that I've gotten for you when I've opened the mailbag. So without further ado, let's head to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Yes, we do. Okay, let's see. We have one here from Jacob Stephen. Hello, America Tonight. I have to say, I know we talk about the economy all the time. And you say this, Kate, you mentioned this last week, that even when you're off the air, what you hear people droning on and on about is concern over jobs, concern over where we're headed, concern over money, money, money. Now, I think people always worry about money, and the old adage that you can never have enough, I believe, is true. But I agree with you, more now than I have ever seen in my lifetime, the concern bubbles over into social circles. And funny enough, it didn't in the past, because people kind of kept some of that stuff private. Now, it's just wide out there, wide out in the open for everybody to find out about. Do you understand what I'm saying? Question mark, question mark, question mark. Yes, I understand what you're saying. I think in the past, maybe people didn't talk about their financial picture so much. They didn't say, oh, gosh, I'm really broke. I can't go and play golf with you, or I can't go have a few extra pops with you, or I can't afford to do whatever. I think people are, when they're in trouble, when they don't have a job because so many people are out of work or trying or are underemployed, that's a big thing. I think they're just flat out honest about it more than ever. And I think that's what you mean by that. And that's probably why you're hearing the same thing I'm hearing. Everywhere I go, I hear that. Whether it's, I went to a speaker's thing over the weekend. They talked about it because they were talking about how it was affecting their business, the business of giving speeches. And in the particular arenas they were in, whether it was business or whether it was dealing with governmental agencies or whatever. But that was the overwhelming theme, the economy and how much business has been lost and all that. And then I was also later in the day at a sporting event. And, of course, it's all about the sports and who's going to win and what's going to happen. Did you see that crappy play? Did you see that great play? Whatever. But then it also turns back to the economy and what are we going to do and what's going to happen? What about taxes and all that other stuff? So, yes, absolutely. It is the major thing that's weighing on people's minds. And sure, money always does play a role, whether we're in a cyclically good time or who's ever running the country is having success with programs and things aren't being shipped overseas and we're actually producing things and, you know, whatever. But I think that's part of the problem. We're not making enough in America, and so much of it did go overseas. So with things outsourced that cut out the jobs, then people had to look for other jobs, and then they had to go and work for companies and take less, and then they were underemployed. And, you know, we've been through this over and over again. All of us realize that. And overwhelmingly, a big chunk of the emails you send me have to do with that, your personal situations, not being able to find a job, and how bad is it going to get, and what did I think, and, you know, what do I think will happen with the foreclosure situation and the housing situation in general for people who are completely underwater on their mortgages and whether they can or should walk away from them or whatever. We've talked about that a lot. All right, here's another one. This one is from Joe. Hi, I'm just Joe. I love that. Hi, I'm just Joe. I like America Tonight. I've been listening to the show pretty recently. I found you by accident when I was awake one night and I was flipping through the channels, and I get a chuckle at some of the things that you say. Mostly I agree. Sometimes I disagree, but I like the show. I have to say one of the things that I'm getting is that people do not want to reelect this president, and I get that sense from the people who call in. I will tell you that I was an Obama supporter, and I am disillusioned by what I've seen from this president. Change you can believe in is change that hasn't happened. How long does it take? Now we're being fed this line that we just have to be patient. What do you think? Well, and if you haven't listened to the show enough, then you probably haven't heard me say it. If somebody asked me to describe the Obama administration, I would just say ineffective. And I realize you can talk about inheriting the problems, the financial problems back in the fall of 2008 once he got into office. Then he was carrying that ball forward, and some of the things that definitely were already there that then had to be dealt with. But I would say there were too many misses and too many flops and too much focus on things that didn't matter. Nothing infuriates me more than to hear this president talk about Fox News or some other organization and how he's being perceived. Who cares? Anybody who's president, whether they think they're really popular or they're not, they have detractors, and it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter what the media thinks anyway, unless it's something that's completely stripping the character, like accusing him of affairs or something and he didn't have affairs. But otherwise, I'd say this is part of the problem. It's all about the distractions, and it's all about people pleasing or something, but then nobody's pleased. And this is why very left Democrats are not happy with, or progressives are not happy with what's gone on at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and then those in between are just flat out disappointed. All right, we got this one, too, from Dennis McMahon, who says, Afghanistan is a place which bedeviled the British, the Russians, and now us. Time to get the hell out now and abandon any notions of democratizing any place in the world and concentrate on American economic and strategic priorities. Bravo. Well said, Dennis, and that kind of tops off what our last email was talking about, the economy and where we're headed and disappointment and all that other sort of stuff. I agree. This is a no-win situation. How long is too long? How long do we stay invested in an unwinnable situation, and how much does it cost us here at home? That's the big question. Odds and ends on the flip side.
The Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study. Called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutritional tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the buy three, get one free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, Blue Water.
Kate hanging out with you here on America Tonight. Remember, you can always shoot me an email at americatonight.net on any and everything that we talk about here on the show, or suggestions. That's fine. It's all good. We're a part of the Water Cooler Buzz, and the Water Cooler Buzz includes 10, 10, 10. You know what that is? That was Sunday. Duh. I half the time I don't know what the days are, so I had to really remind myself of this. Sad to say, I don't know why, what that's about. I guess it means either life is great or you're just not paying attention to the date, or I'm not sure. But 10-10-10 was very significant for a lot of people who decided they wanted to get married because they wanted the perfect 10 kind of day. So there were a lot of churches and wedding venues across the U.S. that were very, very busy. A lot of people believe in superstitious things like dates and the perfect time to have a wedding, even the time of the wedding, so you could have really done it even further, 10, 10 at 10. And that's what a lot of people decided that they were going to do. Then you'd have completely four 10s, can you imagine? So, a lot of the hot spots across the country were booked up, and certainly in Vegas, they were jammed. In Nevada, they say that it was crazy. One pastor had to rent a helicopter and was joining people at all kinds of venues. So that's what he did to try to get from one place to the next place. And there was another hostess at the Arch of Reno Wedding Chapel, and they said they were staging 40 weddings on Sunday. Sunday was a big wedding day. If you're listening to me and you got married today, ooh, call us. We want the details. What do you think your chances are that I would say on this show, did anybody get married on 10-10-10 and somebody will legitimately call me up? If you legitimately call me up and you got married, we will send you movie tickets. So when you reemerge from the honeymoon, you can go and catch, I don't know, Social Networking, which is the red hot movie right now, or something else. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Oh, wouldn't that just make my day if somebody was right now frolicking or through with frolicking on their, you know, newly married situation somewhere, and they're listening to this show and they call in to tell us that they got married. That would be cool. So listen to this. So I mentioned Vegas and that a lot of people went to Vegas because, of course, that's a big wedding spot anyway. You can do it cheaply. It's boom, 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 and then you're done. Or you can do it up. I mean, it can cost you a fortune in some of these big casinos. Remember another day that was huge, because I was trying to think of other days where people talked about weddings and the perfect numbers and all that. Lucky sevens, remember? 777. A lot of people rushed to get married on that day, including Eva Longoria and Tony Parker, who plays for the San Antonio Spurs, and she's an actress. You might know her name or not. She's on that Desperate Housewives thing. But anyway, I remember reading a story about them wanting to get married on 777. So 10-10-10 was the very same thing. And that tops odds and ends, because we don't know what the end will be for these couples, but we know it's kind of an odd thing in pairing the date with the wedding. All right, here's something that I would consider to fit into the odds and ends category, and it's Hamid Karzai. And when I talk about Hamid Karzai, yeah, you know how I feel about what he spits out there. I'm sorry. If there could have been somebody else in charge, it would be much better. That this government is riddled with corruption. There's nepotism bleeding all over the place. I get some nepotism, but it's ridiculous amounts of it. So the president now is confirming that he's in talks with the Taliban on securing peace in what he calls a war-weary Afghanistan, saying there are unofficial discussions with people from both sides, and they continue. Uh-huh. They did, by the way, reopen that NATO border crossing where you had truck after truck after truck set on fire because it was carrying fuel to, you know, NATO supplies. It was carrying them across the border. So there was an 11-day blockade that happened after a U.S. helicopter strike killed two Pakistani soldiers. That's what that was about. But that certainly cut off supplies. Finally, it's been reopened after 4 days of being shut down, which is good news. One, because the backup was outrageous, and because you've got oil and other things you have to get through. Pakistan is a key supply route for fuel, military jeeps and cars, spare parts, clothing, all kinds of stuff for the troops that are landlocked in Afghanistan. So NATO might have reduced some of its reliance on using that one road to get through, but they couldn't reduce it all. They might ship about 40% of their non-lethal supplies through Pakistan, which is now down from 80% at the peak, but it doesn't mean there's stuff that doesn't have to get through. Of course there's stuff that has to get through, and it hurts the soldiers. It hurts the people that are serving, that are already in a very tenuous situation at best. Let's be honest about it. Let's go to Shelley in Michigan. Hey, Shelley.
Hey. Hi, Kate. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Very good. I haven't talked to you in a long time. I want to talk about Social Security.
Uh-huh.
I think, oh, my gosh. the new generation that's working right now is going to be saying in 20 years, what's that?
And, I agree.
And duh. I want to give you a fact that's very, very interesting. The people that are retiring right now, the baby boomers, at 62, you can retire early. And you're allowed to make, you have your monthly benefit. Mm-hmm. You're allowed to make as much as your monthly benefit is on an annual basis. If you exceed that, every single dollar that you make at the age of 62 for early retirement, this is early, not 65, 62, if you make anything over what your monthly or annual benefit is, you have to give 50% back to the government.
Yeah.
In taxes and Social Security and everything else.
It's crazy.
It's totally crazy. And I came up with something that I think you'd find very amusing. I think there's going to be a whole new zip code. It's going to be a Social Security zip code. You remember the show, Beverly Hills 90210?
Sure.
It's going to be Social Security 0812.
That was good. It's brutal. It's brutal. It's brutal that you. What do? You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. What if you're right there and you did a good job wherever you were, and they want to rehire you back part time or whatever? So why would you bother when you have to give all that money back?
Exactly. Oh my gosh, what is going on here? I mean, they bail out the banks, but what about us? We need the country.
No, no, you can't bail out the American people. Only the wealthy bankers who are making millions. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Sad. Shelley, I'm glad you called. You gave us a good moment there.
Thank you. All right.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. It's interesting what she said. She's right on that. And I didn't know it was 50%, but that's crazy. So you bust your tailbone. You make a decent living. You're not making tons of money, but you're making an okay living to feed your family and whatnot. You get to the end, then you're going to have to give back when you want to work part-time, and because you kind of need to work part-time, and you're scared to death not to work part-time when it's offered to you. I think the word under the table, that's something that may happen more for some people out there if they can possibly earn the money that way, that might be what happens. All right, I'm going to push this into odds and ends quickly because we talked about this a bunch. Remember Meridia? You used to see it all over the place. Apparently not a good deal. Abbott Laboratories had to pull it off, the diet drug, off the market because they're saying it's too dangerous. And what does that mean when it's too dangerous? The Food and Drug Administration said there are high heart attack or heart risks that are associated with using it. So that unless you're using it at a very low level, it makes no sense anyway, because you get modest weight loss and then you have a bigger chance of a heart attack or a stroke. See, there is no easy pill. You know the old saying, you can never be too rich or too thin, might be true, but you don't want to do it with Meridia or any other kind of pill because it's not going to work.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Idiot! It's simple!